My name is Nicholas Pichetti.
And you're a PhD student at UCSD?
That's right.
Could you tell us a bit about this case, why the arrests were made, and what the charges are?
Well, from what I understand, the charges are felony vandalism and conspiracy, which is what this arraignment was for. The actual act of protest that they did was using sidewalk chalk and window markers, both highly washable, and they're being charged with felony vandalism. That the UC is claiming $12,000 in property damage that was done somehow with washable chalk. We're not just out here to ask them to drop those charges and to protest the arrests. We're also out here to protest the student conduct violation charges that were also levied against not just the three people here today, but many other members of our union who were engaged in a lawful protest on May the 10th. They got cited with these charges, and so we're also out here to protest those. Yes, it was an alumni awards dinner, and we protested Chancellor Koslaw when he took the stage. Some of our people, they took the stage ahead of him, and they protested the massive raise that he's gotten this year, and also the failure of the UC to enforce the contracts which we signed after the strike of last year.
My name is Matthew Ehrlich. I am a 8th-year PhD candidate in history at UC San Diego. I've been involved with the union since I got here. Today we had a rally outside of the San Diego Central Courthouse related to charges that were apparently filed by UC San Diego in relation to an alleged chalk action, which was held on the Scripps Institute of Oceanography campus round about, I believe, May 30th. That chalk action was part of a concerted union campaign to get the University of California, and in particular our campus, to adhere to the terms of the contract, in particular 50% appointments. A bunch of departments in the wake of the strike had been trying to worm their way out of paying workers a fair wage that they had agreed to by employing them at less than 50%. You know, arbitrary percentages like 34.97, which didn't match the work that they were doing. And so we had been conducting a series of actions over the course of May to try to get them to adhere to those terms. One of the actions was on May 5th. That was when we interrupted the 44th Alumni Awards ceremony. 60 or 70 workers marched to the stage, took over the microphone, and demanded of Chancellor Koslaw that he lend his support to the adherence to the contract. In the wake of that, 67 students were charged with student misconduct, including physical assault. They allegedly bumped the chancellor. We have videos, of course, of this whole thing. It was live streamed from the beginning, and there's no evidence of anything physical. It was an entirely peaceful protest. Even the police reports say that. In the wake of that action, several of our comrades at the Scripps Institute of Oceanography allegedly used chalk and washable markers to write pro-union slogans. These workers were approached by police. They knocked on their door and said, "We want to ask questions." They refused to talk, and later that afternoon, all three workers were arrested and put in jail. They were held in the first case until about 5 a.m., we secured the release of the first two, and of course the union paid their bail and got them legal help. The second one wasn't released until noon. So as you can imagine, it was a very long day. Word spread immediately statewide. This is, you know, a very clear example of union busting on the part of the University of California. This is a pattern that we've noticed since the end of the strike. The only way that we interpret this is that UC is scared. UC doesn't want to pay the wages that they agreed to. They don't want to do right by their workers. they want to intimidate us into being quiet.
So we're fighting back.
And I think we really saw that today at the rally in the courthouse. We probably had upwards of 300 people there, not just from San Diego, but from Los Angeles, Irvine, Riverside, even from Santa Barbara.
Right.
And we think it was really, really a great signal to send. You know, UC dropped the charges.
Thank you all for being here. From all over the state to support us, to stand up for free speech, and to demonstrate the collective power of our union. These charges are meant to intimidate and isolate, not just people, but every person who dares to stand up for themselves and their fellow workers. Today is showing us that we're not alone.